I say to you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today I speak about controversies, especially internet controversies. I will not deal with the controversies themselves, but rather how to avoid them. This Sunday's parable of Jesus gives a good occasion for this instruction. Our Lord spoke it to a very special sort of people, namely to them who had confidence in themselves. In the parable, two men went into the temple to pray, the Pharisee and the publican. The Pharisee, he started well with, "O God, I give thee thanks." But then he made a point to distinguish himself from the rest of men. Others, they steal and cheat, do adultery, and are sinners, like the publican over there. Not I. I fast twice a week and give tithes of all that I have. Notice that the Pharisee, as the Bible says, prayed with himself. That is, not with words, because even he would have been ashamed to utter such a prayer aloud. The publican, on the other hand, he, according to the gospel, stood afar off. He simply struck his chest and said, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Our Lord, he often called the Pharisees hypocrites. Hypocrisy means simulation of goodness or concealment of one's real character or motives. The Pharisee of the parable, he at least shut up while dwelling in his self-righteousness. But in our modern divisive era, it is common to see people publicly broadcasting their moral stances on hot-button issues. This behavior is called virtue signaling. Virtue signaling is an attempt to show others that you are a good person. And it's often achieved by giving opinions or acting in a way that one knows will be acceptable to a specific audience. We got an example of virtue signaling during the COVID years when face masks arrived. Their original meaning was, according to the government at least, to slow down the spreading of the virus. But then they were made mandatory. And because of immense pressure from society, everyone started to wear masks, not out of fear of the virus, but simply because you were supposed to do that if you were a good citizen. And many mask wearers, and the government too, they practiced public shaming of those who didn't wear a mask, judging the maskless guilty of at least a triple genocide. Virtue signaling is, unfortunately, very common today because anyone with a social media account can engage in it. like the Pharisee of the parable who wanted to impress God. Virtue signalers, they have a recognition desire. This means that they want others to be impressed with their moral or doctrinal purity. They usually engage in this kind of behavior to seek praise or to get dominance over others. And they have desire for a status, which in social media is measured by number of likes and subscribers. All this is harmful because it transforms public discussion into a vanity project. This virtue signaling in social media is not only harmful, but most of the time also a waste of time. For example, I have not written online anything about the consecration of 4 new Society of St. Pius X bishops a month ago. That's because all the theological positions of that group are the same what they were in the 1980s. Father Cecada, he already did thorough research about the errors of that group. From him, we learned that the Novus Ordo Church is a non-Catholic sect and that the current pretender of papacy is not Pope, but an apostate and not even a member of the Catholic Church. All the writings of Father Cecada are available both online and in print, so there's no need to reinvent the wheel. To do any serious theological discussion online today has been made practically impossible because of virtue signaling. Usually, the followers and subscribers of virtue signalers, they start to walk in their master's footsteps. They begin to, as is said, pile on, namely chime in, just to register their inclusion on the so-called right side of an issue, whatever they think it is. Another behavior is ramping up, which occurs when people make increasingly extreme claims to outdo the earlier commenters. This leads to a situation where extreme conformity is rewarded over the genuine pursuit of truth. Take note, however, that there is a difference between virtue signaling and norm signaling. Norm signaling simply involves expressing commitment to a certain principle or moral standards. Our former pastor, Bishop Daniel Dolan, for example, he did not go to his own mother's funeral because it was done in the Novus Ordo. He was at the burial, watching it, like today's gospel says, afar off, while praying his rosary. And after everyone had left, he went to the gravesite alone to bless it. Many of you have relatives in the SSPX or Novus Ordo, and you must often make hard decisions concerning religion. But this has nothing to do with the I'm holier than thou attitude of virtue signalers. You are simply acting according to what you believe. True charity gives priority to the principles over being liked, and it stands in direct contrast to the recognition desire found in virtue signaling. I'll give you three suggestions on how to avoid virtue signaling. One, if the argument or controversy is not your business, don't make it such. You are a good American if you act this way. When Benjamin Franklin designed the first official U.S. coin, the Fujio cent, he had engraved on it the words, "Mind your business." This was meant to encourage citizens to focus on their own affairs rather than those of others, just like the publican did in the gospel. Two, if the controversy is not a big deal, do not make it a big deal. On the internet, virtue signalers also engage in an act called trumping up. This means that one insists there is a moral problem when there really is not. I often like to remind our school children that if you are unsure if you should speak or stay quiet, the better option is almost always to stay quiet. And three, if you, after prudent consideration, think that this is something worthy of a comment, defend your position once and then let the matter rest. Father Cecada liked to quote the advice of his seminary rhetoric professor, "Be bright, be brief, and be gone." And if God hasn't given you the gift of being bright, at least be brief and be gone. In your controversy, God will defend and vindicate you, or he will not. You might end up on the losing side of the argument. But if you have the humility of the publican and not the pride of the Pharisee, you are content either way. There is always a big danger among us few who hold the true Catholic faith that we become elitists, if not in our hearts, at least in our attitude. The Pharisee, he paid attention to the faults of others, but the publican, he minded his own business and simply sought the mercy of God. And so it is today. Some people in the world worship the true God. Others are idolaters. Some are in state of sanctifying grace. Others are in state of mortal sin. Some people do good things. Others do evil things. Some people are on their way to heaven. Some travel towards hell. But always remember, the greatest inequality is between man and God. Compared to God, all are sinners, not equals. And we must admit this fact as the publican did. Of course, this doesn't mean that we cannot call out sin when we see it. Otherwise, no one could preach against sin. But even among Catholics, there can be virtue signalers who, based on few external good works, see themselves better than others. Pharisees. How difficult it is to do good, mind your own business, and not seek to be praised. The lesson of today's parable is clear enough. Everyone must be or at least seek to be like the humble publican. It might take a long time, but it can be done. In the words of a poem I like a lot, the road to wisdom, well, it's plain and simple to express. Err and err and err again, but less and less and less. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.